Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
That bothered me that they lost that game yesterday. Not to the point I'm going to go nuts, obviously. They've got a nice run differential. Number one run differential in baseball. The entire American League East is playing. It's pretty crowded already. Baltimore, I think, is in last place at 4-6. Nobody's going to run away with this thing, as many of us surmised here. The Yankees are an interesting watch here because they're lower third. I mean, some of the guys, they are banging the snot out of the ball in the bottom of the order. They have a nice average, but I got to tell you one thing that I noticed more and more and more, and I like him as a player, all right, but I watched basically all the games over the weekend, and the more Jazz Chisholm's up there in a very important spot, oof, I don't feel comfortable. I know the numbers are going to be there. He's going to bang 25 or 30. He's going to steal a ton of bases.
He's not a good hitter, though.
He's not, he is undisciplined and very easy to get out if you just go low and away. He cannot hit that pitch.
He should not be hitting fourth. Eventually, they'll change that. You can't have him up there in that spot. You want these guys. Now, I was feeling the same thing about Jesse Winker over the weekend, saying, man, I'd rather have Vientos up in this spot. Mendy stuck with a lefty. Winker, he comes through with a big hit. So it doesn't mean that we're always going to be right here or that they're always going to be wrong or vice versa. But I'm with you. Jazz is just not a good hitter. He's going to hit power numbers.
Yeah.
He's going to have his moments. He's not a consistent. I hate the ups and downs. And for me, I'm glad you said that the Yankees are, would you say, interesting watch?
They're an interesting watch. I mean, it's a little bit of everything every night.
Right, but for me, it was supposed to be that they were going to be a much better watch night in, night out than last year. And I'm seeing a lot of similarities from this team to last year, meaning that it's a lot with the home run. There's a lot of strikeouts. There's a lot of failures in big spots. Mm. Yeah, it's nice to see Grisham get the job done. Volpe defensively. Peraza. I mean,
Cabrera. I get it.
Now, is that sustainable?
You take it.
All right, but you know what I'm saying. In general, it has been the all or nothing. Now, I'm not trying to pick on the Yankees here, but they have played two of the worst teams in the game. The Mets played the awful team. The Marlins stink, too. Baseball, in general, needs to do a better job because these teams just stink. The Pirates, dude.
They're bad.
They are an awful, awful watch. I'm not taking away from the Yankees, and it was nice to see Grisham hammer the ball against lefties, Yankees, lefty on lefty, hitting big home runs, going the other way, whatever. Big base hits, key base hits. So it's not a big deal that they lost the game, but I still feel like the volatility of the Yankees, specifically their lineup, is there where we thought that was going to be, the curves would be leveled a little bit this year and they'd be a more sound, fundamentally sound watch. I don't know if I'm not seeing that yet.
They're starting to run more, which is nice because now it's not all about the home runs, even though they have the second or the most home runs in baseball. I agree and I disagree. Like I know that they've had some games and some sequences where it's been confounding. Remember 30 strikeouts over two games there. Last week we touched on that. That's just unacceptable. But they do have a 285 average, and it doesn't seem like they have a 285 average. The more I watch this, but they do. The more I watch this team, obviously Judge is Judge, and I think many of the components have shown that they are either ready to have better years than they did a year ago, you know, like a Volpe, like some of the other younger players here. I think the key to this team is, and he's really yet to get going, is going to be Bellinger. I think if Bellinger is a two... If he's a 280-ish kind of a hitter, 285 would pop, and obviously, you know, some real, you know, early order presence, I think it changes who the Yankees are. If he's a 245, 250, 250 guy, it also changes who they are. So Goldschmidt looks like he's got some juice left in those hands, and that looks to be a decent signing for a year. But, yeah, I mean, they played some bad teams. They've done some great things. They've done some confounding things. I think they're going to be good. I don't think they're going to be great. Yeah, I said that from the start.
I guess the biggest issue to me is just too many strikeouts still. They right now are 20,
where are they at?
22nd in baseball with 89. Now, still, some of the numbers are close. The Cubs have struck out the most times with 100 strikeouts. They've also played 12 games.
Yep.
Yankees have only played 9 games so far. Pirates have 99 strikeouts through 10 games. And again, so I mean, giving you an example, the Mets are fourth with 67 strikeouts through 9 games. Just maybe that's my biggest issue, because defensively, I love watching Volpe. I think he's taking a next step this year. Bellinger in the outfield looks great. We like Judge back in right field.
Mm-hmm.
Goldschmidt at first base.
You know, Jazz can pick it.
Yeah, and there's no Glaber you have to worry about.
Dominguez has not been on skates. He's
right.
I saw a couple balls over the weekend where off a lefty bat, that's going to the line. Like, he got good jumps and good reads. So, I mean, remember the first 3 days of spring training were like, there's no way this kid could play left field.
Right.
He's doing well. He's not hitting great, but he's not getting overwhelmed defensively. I thought the Yanks would be a very good defensive team this year, and I think they are.
That's what I'm saying. I guess it's the strikeouts that maybe for,
yeah,
just
a lot
for
of
me.
Whiffs.
Well, but that makes it look bad when you got guys on and you're not putting the ball in play.
Yeah.
Now, they score a ton of runs because of the home runs, sure, but that's... That, to me, is the same thing that's been going on with this team for a long time.
Well, the thing that I don't do, and because it's you just won't enjoy baseball, yeah, from a Yankee perspective. Like, for me to sit here and say, well, you know, the Pirates stink, and by the way, they do, and, you know, the Brewers stink, yeah, and, oh, yeah, by the way, they do. Like, and I said this the other day, like, I'm not just going to hit fast forward and go to October. That, to me, is not fun. That is, there's too many things that could change during the season. But there are also some early trends, and I said this last week. If they don't have more quality at-bats situationally, they will not win the World Series. It's really that simple.
Well, but maybe it comes down then to beating good teams as well, or good pitching. How come they look so different against the teams that have better pitching or are better teams than they do against the bad teams?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.